Divya Sumadhi channel, hanging fruit growing in gardens, shade giving trees and fragrant bright flowers make for pleasant viewing. We enjoy these beautiful sights and reap their benefits. Have you ever wondered how much hard work goes into making a beautiful garden? A gardener sows seeds into the ground, then waters them, arranges the plants to receive sufficient amounts of sunlight, adds fertilizer, and protects the weak young saplings until they become trees. He sprays them to remove pests and ties those needing support to a piece of wood to keep them upright. After tremendous effort and care, beautiful fragrant flowers and fruit-bearing shade-giving trees appear. And every part of these trees is useful. Just as a seed needs constant care and attention until it becomes a tree, children need ongoing care and nurturing until they become independent and successful. Merely admitting your child into a school or madrasa is simply not enough. Here are some matters which are easily overlooked. Number 1. The way in which crops are irrigated and fertilized, the mind of a child should be adorned with sound tenets and teachings of Islam. This is so the tribulations of the era do not harm or sway their faith. Number 2. Similar to how plants are given water and sunlight to prevent them from dying, give your child the best education and upbringing possible. This will ensure that their intellectual and mental potentials are fulfilled. In this way, your child can develop into a successful member of the society who strives for the betterment of humanity. Number 3. Plants and crops are protected from pests and changes in weather so they survive and continue to grow. Likewise, be wary of who your child spends time with and protect them from bad company so that their morals and characters are not marred. Number 4. Trees and crops are cultivated for a purpose and benefit. Similarly, teach your child to live purposeful life from an early age. There is no benefit in living life without a purpose. If children's food, education, upbringing, and environment are carefully looked after from an early age, they will grow up with the skills to be successful and the morals to be respected members of the society. Dear Divya Sumadhi channel, if we keep following these things, we will ensure that our child will become a successful member of the society. May Allah grant us salvation from hell and grant us the ability to make a good upbringing for our children. Ameen bijahi Nabil Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.